is Friday, February 9th, 2007, and this is Kim Atkins speaking. I'm in the home of Mrs. Blossom Ellis in Liberty, North Carolina. Thank you, Blossom, for agreeing to speak with me.
You're very welcome.
Please tell me about your life before you entered the military.
Well, I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. Went to public schools there until I went into nursing school. And not a whole lot to tell that I can think of. I worked in a hospital after I graduated for 2 years before I went into the Air Force. I really wanted to get my own apartment, leave home, and my mother was just beside herself about it. So I thought, what could I do? If they had had the visit, the nursing programs like they have today with the travel programs, I might have done that. But I decided the military was the best thing to do. So I enlisted in service, and my mother, there were five of us. I had two sisters, two brothers. When one sister got married in September, another in October, and myself, and I left in November of the same year. So suddenly my mother had almost an empty nest. But it was an uneventful childhood. My father died when I was 16. But I don't know what else to compare it to. And growing up in Brooklyn may be a little bit different than growing up in Liberty, North Carolina.
Well, where and when were you born?
I was born in Brooklyn, New York on October 25th. 1929 at Greenpoint Hospital.
What were your parents' names?
My mother's name was Florence Metzger.
Can you spell that, please?
Metzger. And my father was Isidore, Isadore, Bernstein, Bernstein. He came from Russia when he was 11.
What were their jobs?
My mother was a housewife. My father was a store clerk. My mother went to work briefly after my father died, but not for very long. We saw to it that she didn't have to do that since she had never done it before in her life.
You said you had siblings. What were their names?
The oldest was Stanley. Then there is Gertrude, who was 81 this week. And then myself in the middle. Then Eugene. He was the next to the youngest. And then my sister Gail, who is still living. My two brothers are no longer living.
Where did you graduate high school from?
Brooklyn High School for Homemaking. It was an all-girls high school.
Did you like school?
Yes and no. I wasn't really crazy about school.
Did you have a favorite subject?
I liked science and math better than anything else. The school I went to had an academic program for those of us who wanted to go on to school afterwards. And then they had a lot of, they had hairdressing and that sort of thing, you know, so that people could leave from there and go directly into the workforce. And then there were those of us with the academic diplomas.
Did you attend college?
I went to nursing school. I went to a hospital nursing school, which was 3 full years around a year. We got a week off in the summer and a week at Christmas. But other than that, we were in school.
What hospital did you train at?
Maimonides, Maimonides, in Brooklyn.
You said that you were working at a hospital before you entered the Air Force. Mm-hmm. Which hospital was that?
I worked at Maimonides.
What were you doing? Like, what kind of nursing?
I was doing general floor duty. I was the second shift nurse on a research floor. I was the only nurse on the floor. I had a practical nurse with me and an orderly, but I was the only RN on the floor.
Why did you decide to join the Air Force?
I really wanted to leave home. And I thought it was a good way to do it. Had a lot of opposition from family and friends. You know, it was long before there were a lot of women in the military, and they didn't think that nice girls went in service, so, but I proved them wrong.
But why particularly the Air Force?
I like the uniforms, to be honest with you. I thought I like blue better than khaki. The Air Force sounded intriguing.
When did you enter the service?
In November of 1952.
When were you discharged?
September 1957 from active duty, and then in June of 1962 from the reserves.
You said you had some opposition from your family about joining. Who?
Well, my mother didn't want me to leave home. My brother was just not too happy about it. Didn't think I should go, my older brother. And they were all kind of traditional. Women just didn't do that sort of thing. But there again, I proved them wrong.
Were your friends also opposed to you joining?
Someone that I was dating couldn't understand why. And a couple of other friends. No special reason, they just didn't think I should do it.
Did anyone support your decision?
Not a whole lot. I really went anyway.
When you joined, was this the first time you had been far from home for a long period of time?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
Do you recall where you joined, where you signed up?
In Times Square, New York, at the enlistment. There's an enlistment booth in Times Square that I believe is still there. And that's where I went.
What do you remember about the first day?
My first day in the military?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think. I was in basic training at Gunter Air Force Base in Alabama. At that time, there were no women in the service except the nurses. And it was called the U.S. Air Force Nurse Corps. I forgot the question. I'm sorry.
What was your day?
My first day.
Yeah, your first day. What was it like?
Kind of exciting, a little scary. I met a whole lot of new people. We didn't. That was later on in flight school. It was just kind of scary a little bit, but exciting.
Did your basic training take place at Fort Gunter?
At Gunter Air Force Base.
Gunter Air Force Base. What was it like?
It was a small base, I think it's closed now, in Montgomery, Alabama.
What was your training like? What did you have to do?
We marched and we had weapon training, just general indoctrination into military rules and regulations. Everyone in there had gone in with a direct commission and they were a little softer on us than they were with the new young troops.
Where were you stationed after basic training?
At Bergstrom Air Force Base.
Bergstrom?
Bergstrom, in Austin, Texas.
Is that where you stayed throughout the duration of your... Where did you go after that?
I went to England. I went to RAF Station Greenham Common. And I was there for 2 years. And then I went to Castle Air Force Base in California. During the time I was at Bergstrom, I went back to Gunter Air Force Base for 6 weeks of Air Force Flight Nurse School.
What was your job while in the service?
Nursing.
What was a typical day like?
Well, when my first assignment at Bergstrom Air Force Base, one of the nurses was so happy to see me because it meant she got off the dependent floor, which was always given to the new nurse coming in. And you envision yourself going in and taking care of all these young soldiers or airmen, and there you are with the babies and the mamas. And but it was nice. I liked it.
Did you have a specialty, like administration or the operating room, anesthesia, psychiatric, general?
General duty nursing.
What was the highest rank you achieved?
First lieutenant on active duty and captain in the reserves.
Did you ever win any awards or commendations?
I've got one. I've got very few things of my Air Force days, I'm afraid, but I know that answer. Just got a few. The question was,
did you ever win any awards or commendations?
Yeah, that's listed here. Just National Defense Service Medal.
Did you enjoy the work you did?
Yes, I did. I've always liked nursing, wherever I've been.
Did you ever work with any men?
Work with the men. We had the doctors and the corpsmen, yeah.
Did you ever work with any male nurses?
No, not at that time.
Did the men that you did work with, the doctors, did they treat you like they treated other men?
No, they. I think most of the doctors were used to nurses being women, and the corpsmen now were a different story.
How did the corpsmen treat you?
They were very nice, but, well, I don't know exactly how to... They kind of weren't sure they liked women in the Air Force.
What was the hardest thing you had to do physically while in the service?
Physically? Really, I can't think of anything out of what I would do in anywhere else, you know, in a normal day with a patient, pulling patients up in bed or helping put someone on a stretcher or something like that is probably the most physical thing.
How about emotionally? What was the hardest thing?
The hardest thing emotionally was one night I was waiting for my relief to come on in the morning, and she didn't make it in. And I went into the emergency room to get a drink out of the machine or whatever. And they had just brought her body in. She had committed suicide. And that was very difficult for me. She was a nurse I had worked with and that I liked and that I had no idea was in such pain.
Were you ever afraid or in personal danger?
No, I can't recall any time of that. Afterwards, maybe, when I lived in Turkey, but not while I was in the service.
What did you do for fun?
Oh, lots of things. When I was at Bergstrom Air Force Base, we were near, we had a great swimming place called Barton Springs, which I later saw on Channel 4 when they were showing swimming holes around the country. And Of course, in Texas, you'd go swimming every day. I thought the sun was never going to stop shining. And we had the officers' club, which I did go to. And we partied a lot, probably a little too much at times. But that was about it.
Did you attend dances?
Yeah. I guess at the club we had some dances.
Go to movies?
Once in a while. I've never been real big on movies.
Do you ever go to a USO show?
I think so. You gotta remember, I'm 77, and this is a few years ago.
Did you ever go out on dates?
Oh yes, frequently.
Did you think of making the Air Force a career?
At one time I did, but then I met someone, got married, and at that time you couldn't stay in the service if you had children, and so... Or I'm not sure if you were married, they would try to put you together, but it was a difficult situation. And the man I married was enlisted, and which would have made things more difficult. So,
were you encouraged to make the Air Force a career?
Yeah, by some of the superiors, they tried to talk you into staying, re-enlisting, It wasn't a matter of re-enlisting, I was in indefinitely, and then I had to resign when I was ready.
What do you think the mood of the country was during the Korean War?
Gee. I really don't recall. I was in England, I was in Texas, and then in England when it was mostly going on. And I really don't recall. I didn't have a lot of civilian connections, to be honest with you. And so with the military, of course, everyone was concerned about whether or not they were going to be going over there and that sort of thing. But I don't, as far as the general mood of the country, I really have no idea. I'm not much help.
Who were your heroes or heroines of those days?
Well, General Curtis LeMay, I was in the Strategic Air Command, and there were several of the, a lot of the nurses, there were only four or five out of all of us that were in the Strategic Air Command, the rest were in something else, and I'd always greatly admired General Curtis LeMay, who was the commander of the Strategic Air Command. I can't recall any particular nurses or... There was a doctor or two that I really admired and thought highly of, but that was about it.
Well, why did you look up to General LeMay so much?
I don't know. Maybe it was just legend. His history.
Do you have any favorite songs from your time?
Probably, I think of. Favorite songs. I like the McGuire sisters, and they're, they did a lot of USO shows, so they did a lot of more memorable music that had to do with the military. Other than that, I can't recall any.
How about movies?
Can't remember any of those either.
Did you feel like you had to return to a traditional female role after you left the military?
Yes, I did. And I was sorry I did later. I mean, I returned to one and actually became less than what I was before. I was married to a good man, but he was very traditional and, in the roles, and I would say yes.
Was readjusting to civilian life easy?
No.
Why?
Oh. Maybe it was because my life had changed so drastically. You know, I had gotten married and I really don't know. But life was very different.
Do you consider yourself to be an independent person?
Absolutely now, and for the last several years.
Did the military make you more independent?
It did while I was in there. But somehow or other it didn't stick. I wish it had.
Many consider servicewomen of your day pioneers. Is that how you feel?
Kind of. Since the only women in the service at that, in the Air Force, there were WACs, but they were not the WAFs yet. And the only women in the Air Force were nurses. And so I do consider myself sort of a pioneer in that field, in that respect.
Do you think the servicewomen had any connection to the ideas of the women's liberation movement?
Not back then. This was even before the women's liberation movement.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think that they helped?
The fact that women were in the service, I think so.
What did you do after you left the military?
Got married and moved to Liberty, North Carolina. And have been here ever since. No, I have not been here ever since. I'm sorry. I came here when my husband retired. My husband stayed in the military. And we traveled. I had three children. And we traveled. He was stationed in Turkey. We lived there for 2.5 years, which was a little difficult with little children and the sanitary conditions. Then he went over to Southeast Asia, and we stayed here with his mother for a while, and then we went up to New Jersey and stayed with my brother until he came home. Then we came here and made our permanent home here.
Did you work after you left the military?
Yes.
Where did you work?
I started working at, when I left the military and he was in the service, no, I didn't work then because we were moving so much. I did work part of the time toward the end of his service. I did nursing at Santa Rosa Medical Center in San Antonio, Texas, for a brief period. And it wasn't until after we moved here and settled down, then I went to work full time.
Where did you work when y'all moved here?
I worked at Randolph Hospital in Asheboro for a year on the third shift. Then I went to work as an industrial nurse in a hosiery manufacturing plant in Silas City. And I was at Kelwood was the name of the company, and I was there for 11 years. And when I left there, I went to work at Clapp's Nursing Home in Pleasant Garden. And I was there 11 years and would have been there longer, but I had an accident and about destroyed my left arm, so it was a long recovery and I never did go back. By then I was 68, I think, so I decided that was enough.
How did you meet your husband?
The day that I went to England, the day that he introduced me to Sergeant Ellis and said, if you need anything, just ask Sergeant Ellis. So that was how I met him. He was the first sergeant of the hospital.
What was his first name?
William. Bill. Everybody called him Bill.
When did you marry?
We married in June 16th of 1957. I was still in service and stationed in California. And I went back out there and retired my commission. And actually just went off active duty and stayed in the reserve.
What are your children's names?
My oldest is Barbara. Then Francis with an E. And she's the one that lives with me. And Irwin, IRWIN.
You have grandchildren?
I have 5 grandchildren. One lives with me, the 14-year-old teenager.
What are your grandchildren's names?
Valerie lives here. And my son has Robbie, Brianna, and twins Cynthia Taylor and William Tyler.
Have any of your children been in the military?
No, they haven't.
Did you encourage them to join?
They never showed any interest, and I did ask one of them when she graduated from high school and didn't want to go on any further. I asked her what she liked, and they had no interest in joining the military. I think they had enough of the nomadic life.
How do you feel about women in combat positions?
If they're going to be in the service, then I think they should do it all. The nurses in Vietnam might as well have been in combat. And incidentally, I understand that all the nurses that were in Vietnam left nursing when they got out of the service. I don't know how true that is, but I'd heard it from a couple of places. Just wondered.
How did your service affect your life?
Well, it affected my earlier life much more than now because I had to travel with young children and make homes for them in places where the homes were not very the best. And once my husband retired, and my oldest child was, well, he retired in 74. And life settled down a whole lot more than my children were teenagers. And life settled down, and the military part was sort of gone.
Is there anything you would like to add about your service experience?
I can't think of anything special. I really had a great time in the service. My time in England, the 2 years I was in England, I was dating one of the pilots, and we used to go over to Europe on 2 and 3 day trips, you know, and things like that. I really can't think of. The whole thing was just kind of great. I really enjoyed it and would do it again if it were from the beginning, but this time I might stay in and retire.
Do you have any funny or interesting stories from your time in the service?
I'm afraid I'm very dull. I really can't think of any specific incidents.
Well, can you tell me a little bit more about when you lived in Turkey?
Yes, my husband was at the hospital, working at the hospital, which was right near where we lived. We lived in a Turkish apartment house, and we had to travel to and from the commissary and any other places. We went by horse carriages, and I was always hoping that you had to take the one in line, you know, and they were all right near the house. My daughter's Easter basket was stolen one Easter morning. We heard her screaming. My husband was on the balcony and I was downstairs, and somebody just came along and snatched it out of her hand, and she was crying, of course. But I never did feel like it was the safest place for myself, for my husband, or the children.
Well, where, of all the places you've lived, which has been your favorite?
My favorite, I believe, was, I like California. I like California very much, and I've spent a lot of time in California when my brother was living. He lived there, and I used to visit very, you know, as often as I could, at least once a year. And after that, I guess England's very interesting.
Okay, well, thank you again for speaking with me.
Well, I hope I've been helpful. I'm sorry my memory is not what it used to be. You're most welcome. Thank you.